We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tim Bontemps is a national NBA writer for the Washington Post. He is joining us now on Joe Low and the Guru, 95.7 The Game. Tim, good morning. We'll bring you right into the conversation we're having. The Cleveland Cavaliers. Number one, why is LeBron James playing 52 minutes in a regular season game in April? And number two, the interaction between he and Tristan Thompson at the end of the game. Is that just the heat of the moment sort of thing, or are there problems lurking beneath the surface in Cleveland?
Well, the first thing, I mean, he's been playing too many minutes all season long. You go back and look, he's just about leading the league in minutes, despite the fact that he's 32 years old, been in six straight finals. You know, it's been something that, you know, Cleveland has, you know, kind of dismissed all season long, saying, well, you know, this is what, you know, this is fine. You know, LeBron's even playing less minutes he has in the past. But I have a feeling that as you go into the playoffs, you know, the fact he's playing this many minutes is going to come back to haunt them, because he's just exerting himself more than he should be. You know, like you said, he put 52 minutes in the double overtime game yesterday. I mean, it's just an insane amount of minutes for him to be playing in, you know, regular season games in April that they really just don't matter. As for the thing with him and Tristan Thompson, I wouldn't read anything into that at all. They actually share an agent. Those guys are very tight. You know, close game, heat of the moment thing. That's there. I would say there's really nothing there at all.
I look at the Cavs and I just really believe that this team, not that they're not a good team, I just think that the East, when you see what Boston, Washington, I don't see them getting out of the East. I just think, like you alluded to, the minutes on LeBron, I'm making a bold statement. I don't think they come out of the East this year. And how are you feeling when you think about, like you alluded to, the minutes and just right now the disconnect, them not being on the same page defensively and offensively? How do you see this? How do you see this shaking out?
I mean, look, I think you've got to just assume LeBron gets out of the East because he's done it six straight years. But that being said, you know, between Boston and Washington and Toronto, you know, the Eastern Conference semis and the Eastern Conference finals are going to be as tough of a series as he's had basically since he's been, you know, going on this run of getting to the finals every year. You know, they're going to have two really tough series. Their defense has been a disaster. You know, they're going to be able to score because they have a ton of offensive talent, but they haven't been able to stop anybody for weeks. And, you know, yeah, maybe they'll get in the playoffs and turn it up and be fine. But to your point, you know, if this is the year that streak ends, I don't think it would really shock anybody who's watched them because, you know, as you've seen over the last month, I mean, they just really have been kind of a mess. And, you know, even yesterday, I mean, it took them double overtime to beat a Pacers team that has been completely falling apart, is now out of the playoffs in the East. And, you know, and it took them double overtime to survive and win that game at home. I mean, it's just really been, you know, a surprising stretch for how poor they've been. So I would still say LeBron gets out of the East and is in the finals, you know, probably getting the Warriors there. But, you know, if this is the year that streak ends with the way they've played lately, it certainly wouldn't be a surprise.
Tim, when you look at the Dubs, they are red hot, but I'm hearing a lot of people say, you know what, I sense a little trepidation in regard to making an adjustment when KD comes back, and I feel like the fact that they've already played 50-some-odd games with KD, this time around, it'll be an easier transition, the fact that they know, you know, what to expect as starting the season off. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Yeah, anybody who says that there's an issue with bringing Kevin Durant back is stupid. I mean, he's one of the best players in the league. They're going to be much better when they have him. I mean, yeah, it'll take a minute to get used to him playing again, but I mean, to think that's any kind of a problem is silly. You know, the fact that he hasn't played for a few weeks and they've kind of adjusted without him is a good thing, I think, in the long run. You know, especially now that he's getting back healthy now, and you know, as long as he's healthy and ready to go at the start of the playoffs, you know, in about 10 days. Then, you know, you have to look at the Warriors as the very heavy favorites to win it all this year.
Tim Bontemps from the Washington Post with Joe Low and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. I know it's a potential first-round opponent, and we're supposed to view them as just another adversary, but at least some small part of you has to feel bad for the Portland Trail Blazers. It's like every big man this team gets excited about, something devastating happens. Now it's Nurkic. This guy comes out of nowhere to get this team back into playoff contention. There's a ton of excitement in Portland, and then he suffers the leg fracture.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, right? I mean, they make that trade for him in February, and actually, you know, they even got a first-round pick to give up Mason Plumlee for him because Nurkic had been, you know, really just kind of a malcontent the last few months. He'd been in Denver, wasn't happy there, wasn't really giving him much at all. And, you know, he comes in, he's playing great. And it is kind of, you know, it is unfortunate that he, you know, he suffered this leg fracture. But there's a chance he's back for that series, so he could potentially be a factor against the Warriors. But at the same time, like you said, it's going to be a 1-8 series anyway. Portland really doesn't match up with the Warriors well at all. So, you know, whether Nurkic was there or not, I don't think that's going to be much of a series. But it would have been certainly more interesting if they could have rolled in playing the way they have for the last month or so with him fully functional and ready to go.
Tim, how do you envision Steve Kerr implementing Kevin Durant into the lineup for a series like that? If Nurkic were to be banged up and Portland doesn't put together the most competitive of efforts, is Durant going to be on a limits restriction? Could we see him off the bench? How do you see Kerr handling that?
Well, I mean, he's probably going to come back on Saturday, and then, you know, he'll probably be on a minutes limit, you know, those final three games of the regular season. And then my guess is during the first round of the playoffs, he'll probably, I don't know if he'll be on a minutes limit, but I'm sure they'll take it easy. They won't be playing him 40 minutes a game, I'm sure. Ever since he's gotten hurt, you know, I think their goal has been, you know, once they knew he wasn't going to be out for the year and it was probably going to be a 6 to 8 week thing, it was like, look, let's have Kevin be back fully ready to go, ready to play as many minutes as he needs to for the second round and on. Because then when you get, you know, the first round, whether you're the 1 or 2 seed, you should win comfortably. Then that second round series, whether you're playing, you know, Houston or the Clippers or the Jazz, you know, you're playing some, you know, another level up team, then you have him ready to go. So my guess is they'll work him back in. He'll probably start right away. And then, you know, by the time that first round series is over, they'll kind of ramp him back up to where at the start of the second round, he's ready to go for as much as they need him.
Well, we know Kevin Durant is a prolific scorer, can put the ball in hardwood, take it to the hole, penetrate, get the and one. He does a lot of things. But what about his defense? Why has his defense this year been at an all-time high? The shot blocking ability, the long arms, all the different things. What has been the biggest deal that you think his defense has taken it to another level?
I mean, if you watched the Western Conference Finals last year, I mean, he was a monster on defense in that series. I mean, he's an athletic 7-footer, so he's always been a guy that can play D. But you look at him and you know, you look at him on this team where they've got all these guys that can score, and it's freed him up to play a little more defense. And I think, you know, the fact that he hasn't had to take on quite as big of an offensive load, you know, has given him more energy on the other end. So, you know, I think that's really it more than anything, that because he's here and he sees, you know, what the Warriors have, and he doesn't, it's not just him and, you know, Russell like it was in OKC, literally having to create every single offensive play. You know, it's given him a little more energy to go out and give that kind of defensive effort every night as opposed to just on certain nights.
National NBA writer for the Washington Post, Tim Bontemps, with Joe Low and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Tim, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Look forward to catching up again down the road.
Sounds good, fellas. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.